From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sarah Shariari. One of the defining images of the True-False Film Fest is the Q line. Scores of moviegoers line up behind rainbow cutouts of the letter Q to try and get into screenings throughout the weekend. KBIA's Ryan Levy sent us this audio postcard of voices from the queue.
See you guys later. Cash or pass, 115. If you're late, you could lose your spot. Don't be late.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
See you later. Cash or pass, 115.
63, oh, that's good.
These are great numbers still.
Yes, I know. Thank you.
I am Susan McCullough. I am queen at the Missouri Theater. This is my second year. So these are for people who do not have tickets. They line up in the queue line. There's a big rainbow queue at every theater. They line up in the queue line. They get tickets an hour ahead of time. They come back. They wait in the line. And if we have seats, which we always have some seats, we fill them with the queue line. At the Missouri Theater, we sometimes get 150 people in off of the queue.
My name is Jamie Simmons from Columbia, Missouri. I've been in the line about an hour and a half. This is my ninth year attending the festival, so I know kind of how it works. It's always best to show up early. And we were just downtown killing some time and just figured we might as well stand in line.
There you go. There you go. Oh, no! I want to make sure you get the right number. And now I can't get it off the ground! Okay, there it goes.
Roshara Knight, and I'm a queen. This is my first year and my first shift. So 20 minutes, 25 minutes, or something like that, that I've been doing the queenly duties. I call my costume Lady Universe. I made this, I came up with this idea after doing a bunch of DIY projects on like how to make universe shirts. So it has like, it has planets on it, it has stars, lots of glitter, kind of looks like constellations, all of that stuff on there. So lots of glitter, lots of shine, lots of sparkle.
Philip Sherhart from Columbia, Missouri.
Kristen Schulte from Columbia, Missouri.
I'm Christina Highsmith, and I'm from Lawrence, Kansas. Talked to many people and got some good life advice from Carolyn.
Carol the Queen gives good life advice.
So I told her I'm just a sophomore at the University of Kansas, and she said, "You're not just a sophomore, you're a sophomore, and you will become much more in later life." And I said, "Great, yeah, you're never just anything." That was it.
I think the queue is probably the best part of getting to know people, and typically they're from other places and maybe have the same interests as you. And then you start bumping into the same people over and over throughout the week, so people keep recognizing our dog.
Nicholas Alston from Columbus, Ohio.
And I'm Erica Trombley from State College, Pennsylvania.
I see a lot of people, actually. This is a longer line than I expected. A lot of, you know, people that I haven't really seen before, because I'm usually out on the weekends and I, you know, see the same amount of crowd, but I'm just seeing a lot of new faces and a lot of good energy waiting to see some movies.
A lot of people dressed up, a lot of people ready to meet other people, to talk to people online, lots of costumes. So yeah, it's fun. It's a really good place to be. I talked a little bit to the people behind me, and at the last queue I tried to get in, you kind of bond with the people around you if you're going to get in or not. So we were number 72 and 73. We're like, okay, is this maybe? But we didn't get in. But it was a nice bonding moment between other people who were there. So.
Those were voices from the queue at this year's True-False Film Fest, collected by KBIA's Ryan Levy. To see all of KBIA's coverage from the fest, go to kbia.org. I'm Sarah Shariari.